Sunday the 18th of April, Dan at Eor, at Pinchas Boyer, Kavod HaTorah.
And we are all fully aware that the weeks ahead until Shavuos are actually a preparation for something. We are preparing and gearing ourselves for the Kabbalah HaTorah, which will take place at the beginning of Sivan. And that was actually on the minds of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar as well. Now we say that the same as Seder night, a person has to consider himself as if he just went out of Mitzrayim. Chai Odom Liris Es Atzmo Yichilu Yosef Mitzrayim. So even the continuous journey until they came to Har Sinai, we should also consider ourselves as being there. As if we're now in the Midbar and we're on the way to be Mekabel Torah. And I'm sure that Klal Yisrael at that time had nothing else on their agenda besides this, with a great shtoikikus to be Mekabel Torah. There's an interesting Reish Lakish who has a question. He asks, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu take them immediately to Har Sinai and let them do all the preparations on the spot? Why did they have to let them wander around in the Midbar before they came to Har Sinai? It was Chodesh Sivan. He could have done it immediately and then let them prepare for the Har Sinai. He said he couldn't do it, because they were so mishtoikik and so prepared for Torah with such an ahava that if you were to put them into Har Sinai and then let them wait, it's just as if you put a chosn under the canopy by chuppah and you tell him, you know what, in 6 weeks' time you're going to get married. It's a little tzava lechaim, that one. You can't imagine to take the Eden, but it all proves to us the way the Chaim HaKodesh understands how they were. Their mind and thought was totally geared just to the Kabbalah the Torah, and they just couldn't wait and anticipate it. I want to talk today about something which I think is actual, and it's lemaisa concerning whatever the title is, Kavod HaTorah, how to be Mechabed Torah. Now we have two Mishnahs in Ovis, which I'm sure everybody's acquainted with. One Mishnah says, a member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Shua ben Levi says, Bechol yoyim voyoyim, every day, bas koil yoyim tseis meha chorev. There's a basket that goes out from HaChorev, voymeres lehem labriyas, umachrezes voymeres. To the briyas, no, umachrezes voymeres, I'm going to learn some right thing. Umachrezes voymeres, oilohem labriyas melboides shel Torah. Woe is to the briyas, people in general, from the elbow in HaTorah. It's difficult to understand what Elben HaTorah are we talking about, and seemingly everybody has to hear this Baskoin. I don't really have to tune into it and put on some of these apparatus you have today to listen to this Baskoin. But there is a Baskoin, and it's calling out, it's being Machis Voima, and telling us to beware about Elben HaTorah, to be aware about Elben HaTorah. What does that mean exactly? Who is engaged in Elben HaTorah? I know Elben HaTorah means putting the Torah to shame, despising the Torah. Any one of us, is any shaykhah to this thing, that you need a bas kol every day for it? There's another Mishnah in Ovis, which is also a well-known Mishnah, about being Mechabed HaTorah. Mechabed HaTorah, Gufoy Mechubed Al Abriyas. So, we have here the contrast. On the one hand, Elboy HaTorah, that the bas kol is actually calling out. And secondly, we have the Mechabed HaTorah. But how do we understand it? What's Elboin and what's Kibbud? What do you have to do for it? So the Rishonim explain, which I happen just to see now, the Rambam and Rashi and the Mephoshim there on the side and others, that Kibbud HaTorah is in many ways to be Mechabed. I mean, the Chachomim, which is also interesting. I might say something on that later if I have time. Kibbud HaTorah with Chachomim, to put the Sefer Torah in a nice place, make it a mechubadiger place, and many in Yonim, which the Rambam refers to, also in the Sefer Torah. So, generally, to be mechabed Torah, to give it the cover it deserves. But there must be more than that. At the Shteitzer, I think everybody would do that. But I think there's something much deeper, what kovet HaTorah is, and we made it would also understand the opposite, the contrast, what elbow in HaTorah is. I have three ways to understand it, interesting, and I think it's all negiah. The The first one, what Elvin HaTorah really implies, what it means, I want to give you a motion. Imagine you have two chavrusas. Let's put it down to earth, as we say, plain talk. You have two chavrusas learning for a three-hour period. They have a seder to learn 3 hours together. One of the two chavrusas makes sure not to be mevatel afilo one rega. In the learning itself, not to be mevatel a rega. And they learn consistently all the time. With asmode. There's a second chavrusa also sat down to learn, but they managed in the meantime, during the course of the 3 hours, to be mevatel a little, kind of mevatel, a little engaged in some petty talk in the middle of learning. I don't mean the Olam here, I mean those who do it. You don't mistake me. I never talk to the Olam. And if they think I do, then it's Takeh. Or by the Meiser, it's a 10-minute Haftor. And I'm going to ask a question to someone. What's the difference between these two Chavrusas? So normally you make a calculation, and you say simply, then after a minute, here's 10 minutes. This one learned 3 hours fully, and the other one sort of schmoozed for 10 minutes. So it's a 10-minute difference, not more than that. That's in Hashkofes HaOlam. But Rabbeis Alpi Chazal, it's not like that. Alpi Chazal, if somebody is Mevatel Torah, especially in the middle of learning, is Mevatel Torah, he's considered a Mevaser Torah. Now listen to this. Mevaser Torah is actually putting the Torah to shame, despising Torah. Which they do. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin in Perek Chelek, Kol mi sheyochel lasik b'Torah. He has the opportunity to be oisik. Ve'ein oisik. Whatever. Don't say how long. When you have a time, a certain time which you would be able to be oisik b'Torah, and you don't utilize it for this purpose, state of aim is gezok geworden der posig dvar Hashem bozo. This state in the Gemara. He's mevazer dvar Hashem because he's not oisik b'Torah when he could have. There are many Mishnahs in all this, which you surely know already. Mishnahs which refer to Bittel Torah as being quite harsh. Somebody's on the way, and he's matzik mi mishnosoi, he's a mischai benafshoi. Shver aloshen. And even if he says manoil on there, how beautiful it is. He's euch da he's a mischai benafshoi. Which reminds me, I just saw lately that somebody once asked, and he was a friend in the yeshiva together with some soifers, chusu yogin olim. And the other person is Nishlo is gewachsen kach sam sofer. I don't know what he became, but not the sam sofer. So he once asked the sam sofer in the later years, what's the difference between you and me? We both learned by the same Rebbe. We were both Talmidim. It seems he wasn't a bad Talmud. How did you become this great man and I have to stay what I am? Sam sofer says to him, do you remember when we left yeshiva at the end of Zman? And we went home, wherever he went to. What did you do? What did I do? So he remembered that when he used to look out of the train, or if there was a train at that time, 1840, when did he get to when the Stevenson started? It was 18. So it was tough rate. It was the year of the Petir of the Kham Sofas. It wasn't a train. It was a horse and cart, for the better way. That on the way home, you looked around at the scene, at the panorama, and you always used to express how wonderful it is, how nice the scenery is. That's what you did. I didn't do that, I just learned on the way back. That's the difference between us two, can you imagine? One could have thought that's Andre Madreges, and simply, he was a mafsik mimishnosei, he was busy with the manoa in and there, the Heilige Samsoifot gelernt. It looks a very trivial thing, but Samsoifot the head, don't lift this. He was menatzil every zman for Torah, and the other one, got excited about the scenery, which is also nice. You know, how many of us don't we talk about the scenery? We're on the way. Of a Kachsam Sofer that Nish. And the Rai is of a Stakinish Kachsam Sofer. Then there's another Mishnah that says, if you forget, and the Rabbi Yonah says, Uch Mishchai Benafshe, very harsh expressions. What do you forget? What the Rabbi Yonah says? That since Shikho is Mitzuyo, you know, we forget a lot of our learning, don't we? But if then bichoizer, chazer, yoim, kolayim, cholat. Any free moment you have, chazer. And if you didn't do that, this is shochach dove echad mishnose. In other words, you couldn't care less if you do remember the Torah or not, because you know you will forget, and you don't take the opportunity to chazer over to be able to remember. Das heißt bei der Mishnah, Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyin, a klare Werter, nechnosim, mechai benafshe. So we see, Apin Chazal, it's not so simple, little Torah. And not utilizing the moments in the right way. So let's go back to this chavrus of ours that we said, the one who learns Bertzifus continuously is not the pshat that he's just more of a masmid than the other one. He is being mechaved Torah and the other one being mevazed Torah. Why is it like that? Why is it considered a bizya Torah or the masmid? What is? Many people will tell you, I'm not the big masmid. I'm only yeshiva, I'm not the big masmid, Zalzbal Boaz, and so what? I'm not on that madrike. The Kunta Chazal is something much more than that. It's a bizya. And there's a portion of the Cheshbon on that. I might have seen it once. I can't remember. It's a long time, but I might have seen it in Sefer. Imagine, you give a person, and I've seen this motion in Svarim as well, you give a person 3 hours of his time to count money. And you give him like 50-pound bills, you know, 50-pound notes. And you give him a whole world of notes, so you cheap, and you tell him you have 3 hours to count, and whatever you count in those 3 hours belongs to you. So you can well imagine that a person would be a big zoris on that. They have the sticky stuff, you know, what they use by the money exchanges. To count the money quickly. You can well imagine. And imagine in the middle of his counting, Kumta Chabot Zeheim, let's have a little schmooze, I have something nice to tell you. He'd kick him in the past, he wouldn't even listen to him. Why? Because he knows, if he's going to talk 10 minutes, he's about to lose a few thousand pounds at least. And he feels it all the time, what he's counting is his. Oh, that's when you're counting money. But what's when the land's Torah and somebody comes up to you for a little schmooze? With ease. You give in to him and you start schmoozing. You just leave the Gemara at the side. And sometimes a third person joins in. You know, it's like that. Especially if it's an interesting bit of news. What's happened? By Geldzedel, when you're counting money, you wouldn't be Marxic, nor by Torah. But what's the Pshatan thing? The Teretz is, with only Yeshivish, are the business Marxist Torah, do you get? Because get, you understand what it means. And you understand the loss and the gain. But Torah, you don't even feel for it. Torah is not as choshev as the Alfiz or the Chesed. I simchis Torah, but look, you tanzt in the singing with a big breath. Toivli Torah spicho, the Alfiz or the Chesed. They're ashamed. Obviously, Mishra say, I might, that's not the way he lives. This itself, to underestimate the chashivas of Torah, and so easily to be mevatel it, where it's been a gear to kesev azov concerning money, you will not do this, batola. That's a simen that you're underestimating what Torah is all about. Das heißt bizui ha-Torah. You're mevatel Torah for not being makir to recognize the chashivas of what Torah actually is. Or to this chem de gnuzo, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, with the ganze pamalia shel mailo, when he came down to give us his Torah, and you're just making away with it. It's less important to you than the Alfi Zohar V'chesiv. But the Chazal heißt es Advar Hashem Bozo. Chata Shrek. So when the Mishnah tells us in others, Oino hem labriyas mel, Boino shel Torah, it means this as well. It doesn't mean that can take a safer Torah Chata Sholem and to throw it on the ground. Chata Sholem. El Boino shel Torah heißt underestimating Torah. And being easily mevatel Torah, whereas in other things you wouldn't do the same. That's one pshat. So this teaches us what Hasmode is all about. Hasmode is not only a mailer, it's a hakore on the erech and the chashivas of Torah. If a person is not mevatel, besides what he understands what Torah means for a person, what Yerushalmi says in Peyer that every word of Torah is shoveh kechol mitzvoseho ki yodua. God brings it down, Chastam Torah. Every word of Torah is Kechol Mitzvoseo. How can you give this away? And just be Mevatel, exchange it for Dvorim Shel Mavikach. This is a Chet. It's a pity, but you know, many people are not aware of this. Many people, and the message should come through to someone, people are not aware of it. They think Bittel Torah, it's just a mile, it's nothing. But our Pir Chazal is totally different. Forget, the Gemara even says that the Eibishter is Mevater on all types of Averis, even the Averis Chamurois, but not on Bittel Torah. I want to tell you, later I'll tell you Nitzim Pshat in the Gemara in Yuma, but that'll be the third Pshat in the Mishnah. Now we go on to a second Pshat, which I think the Mishnah could also mean. What is Kovod HaTorah, what is Bizya HaTorah? There's a Gemara in Soita that says, Mishem Meis Rab Kiva, when Rav Akiva died, is botel kevoit ha-toyra. The kevoit ha-toyra became botel. What happened? What was after Rav Akiva's time? So it says, Gatch explains, because Rav Akiva used to be medaktik, al kol oisi oisero, v'dik to kel, even every tak on an ois, that little line you have on the ois, the tak, he also darshin tilim shel alochs. Rav Akiva, on everything he had what to say, on every oyster betoyla. This, Rashi explains, is kvoid atoyla. Kvoid, you're marking the chachivas of toyla that you know and understand that there's nothing miyuta, there's nothing superfluous in toyla. Every word and every ois has a meaning because it's toyla sashem. And the same as the Ribbono Shel Olam is infinite. In Mamela, every word of toyla is netzach, every word of toyla is oimek ad atoim, a gewaltig oimek, and you can never really reach it. So whatever, there's always something to say, on even on the tagim, on every oish of Torah. But it's geared to us, but we're not going to doubt in tagim, but it's been geared to our limit in general. Very often you have people, they might learn Torah, but sometimes they're just too lazy to delve into the depth of what they're learning. You know, they like to learn what you call shitris, they like to float over the Gemara, and get through it. And we must be careful, those who learn the Daf Yomi, pardon me saying it, I'm also part of the system. We learn the Daf Yomi often, due to the fact that you have to hurry up, so very often we can overlook sometimes important issues in the learning and not understand the Rashi and just pretend that if you did, then not put too much effort into it. We have to set aside a bit of time, because as much as there's a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah, and of course, it's very important for those who learn the Daf Yomi to get your tears in many, many mesechtes, which you never would have learned otherwise. On the other hand, sometimes you might overlook that bit of yigia that's necessary to get to dig a bit into the Gemara and to find the tam and the svora. And very often we have rashis, you know, which you don't understand what he wants exactly, but we just overlook it and go to the next one. The Gois Yidon Givist, the Goin used to say, every word of Rashi, there's nothing. Every word, Chumash Rashi, it's a Rashi on the Gemara, it's a Toysus, whatever it is, to show that every word counts, there's nothing in Yutta, and every word has a meaning. By that you also show how Chosh of the Torah is by you. If you can just float over the Sugya without understanding it properly, and not really caring whether you understand, then you're not Maki the Chashivas of Torah. This is also Elbana Torah. Not to learn the Torah in the interesting way, qualitative, in a way that you could, and have a deep understanding of what the Rotzna Hashem is in all ways, in all the dinim, whatever it is, it's halochim, it's hagodim, whatever it is. If you just can go by without even feeling that something's missing here, and not showing how choshev it is, by putting more effort to want to understand the Dvar Hashem, this is Elboin HaTorah. You're underestimating the chashivas of Torah. On the other hand, Rav Akiva, who was marking that every ois and every tag has a chashivas, he was mechabed as a Torah. Remeile mishameis Rav Akiva, Dr. Rashi, Dr. Platni Gemara, is bottle kivoy da Torah. So here we have a second Indian concerning the yikir a person has to put into Torah. I want to tell you a nice word of Rav Shach, Zichat Tzadik Lebroche, what he said, and it's very fitting for him. For those who knew him. It says a posik, im tevakshenu ka kesef, uchemat moinim tach peseno, os tovin yiras Hashem, medaskin timotzi. What does it mean? If you seek it, and you search it like kesef, like silver, uchemat moinim tach peseno, like you're digging for a treasure. Your choifes, it means you're digging into it and trying to find the matmoin of Torah. She explained like this. Torah is two halakim. And he was mekayim it himself. Torah is a chelik that you have to gather a lot of yediyos. Get to know the Torah in its length and its breadth. Zahukamer, its middle, chobah min yam. The Torah is huge, and the more you learn, the more you see that you don't find it. You haven't gone anywhere. It's vast, it's deep, it's everything. Everything Torah has everything. And you have to see to gain us a lot of knowledge, to know this Masechta, that Masechta, get a wide knowledge of Torah. That's Kesef. Like you look for Kesef here and there, places where you can find silver. other hand, you have to also dig into the Torah and try to understand the sukkah properly, as much as you can. And this, and very often people, you know, it's hard sometimes on the way till you find pshat, and there's so many serious contradictions, and your mind is blocked sometimes, especially a more difficult sugya. But you know, if somebody's looking for a matmoin, for a treasure, he knows on this place, deep under, there's a matmoin. There's a treasure chest, and he can become rich from it. And he digs and digs, and he digs another bit of earth, another few stones, another earth. So on the way, he's not seeing any pay, nothing, no fruits to his labor. But he'll continue to dig, you know why? Because he knows that eventually he'll reach that matmoin. And everything was worth it, all the hard effort he put in, and all the toil and effort to get to it. And the advice that on this place there's a matmoin. In Torah Zoychazoy, there's a sugya, and there's a depth to it. As you start with the Rishonim, you see there's much more than what it looks like on the surface. And you have hardships on the way, you know, it's difficult. Go for statement, good for statement, there's a stickle garage, a stickle toys, a stickle Rishonim, wherever it is. But just continue to dig. And dig under, because at the end, after a lot of your year, you're going to be zoicher to a matzosa. As the Gemara says in Megillah, you guide to a matzosa. So keep on mitzvahing yourself, even if you don't see immediate results. But you should know there's a matmon underneath. The sukkah has a matmon. And once you get there, when you've taken off the last layer, and suddenly you see the matmon in front of you, wait, what a good feeling that is. And suddenly everything becomes clear, crystal clear. As it is, Reb Shach was that type of Jew, I can tell you that. First of all, he knew a lot as well. Besides what he learned yeshivish learning, he was oisik in kotshim and in moyed and in taharis, when the brisker rof was made on him, that he's boki, the oime kapshat, pachiv zepkis, bechol mikzoyes ha-toyre, when he was in his 50s. Well, if the brisker rof says it on him, I think the atus is a good one. So he used to learn a very lot. In hospital, he learned through Rambam moyed, he made chidushim when he was lying in hospital a few months, one unbelievable. On the other hand, we saw him digging to find this matmoy. It's unbelievable. There was no end to his yigir. Tried to get the Amitis Asukir, but he was in the yeshiva, outside yeshiva, bumping into lampposts. We saw this all. We witnessed all this. He saw the kesef and the matmoy. See, his mom was really talking about himself when he said that pshat. But this is what Torah is all about. There's a matmoy with your gear that you can get to, and you'll see later on that every word has a mashmoz, whether it's a Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, no laf kevina. On the other hand, the kesef. But all this requires, all this chashivus of Torah, this is Kovod HaTorah. The person puts his effort into Torah, this is the greatest Kovod HaTorah the person can have. In Vosso der Stoiki verstanden, der fanatet Stoiki, when Rove was sitting and his hand was bleeding, was pressing on his hand, and he didn't even know it. He was being miyagei himself in Torah. And he said to him, Ame Pesise, was versteht er? Was heißt Kovod HaTorah, what Yigias HaTorah is all about? But we do. And the more a person puts his mind and his ganze Ramachi for him to want to understand the Torah, this is what is Kovod HaTorah. And if you just let Torah flow by without going into the depth of it, without wanting to understand, and taking Torah in such a casual manner, it's a lack of Kvod HaTorah. It might even infringe on the Indian of Elbein HaTorah Chas V'Sholom. So we said two things so far. Hasmodas HaTorah, not to be mevatel, and secondly, the chashivas of the quality of your Torah, how you learn it, and how you machshev it to want to understand everything in a proper way. Thirdly, last but not least, there's another choshev zachen Torah. Ratam Zechon Levroch, he brings in his sefer Torah LaMelech, Baruch Hashem, I was able to get to know him a little bit, Yechid Ador Gevein. Ratam says, he brings down a Meiri in Perik Dalet Ovis, on Mechavet HaSatoy. You know what the Meiri says, what Mechavet HaSatoy, Anaya Pshat, different to the other Rishonim. Mechavet HaSatoy remind, if a person has nice midas toivis, this is Kovod HaTorah. Which actually teaches us that in contrast to that, if a person does not have midas toivis, it's Elbein HaTorah. Because then people will say, like Gemara says in Yuma, well, he learned Torah. What did Torah make out of him? A per odom is a. Ein dibura benachis im abriyas. Ein masoya matone b'muni. You can't rely on his word. He's not an amnestic person. Torah shekulei amnest taught him this. There must be something wrong in this Torah, as the Goyim used to accuse us of. It teaches us to become, you know, break up, we thought. Das ist ein richtiger Elbow in der Torah, that this person should personify someone who's learning Torah. The problem is putting the Torah to shame. The Gemara says it's a Chilul Hashem, the Gemara Numa. But the Meiri touched up, as Mechaved the Torah means that you're Mechaved the Torah by being Mishadi with the Zero. And if you don't have the Midas Torah, the Drefsh is playing, then your whole Torah is questionable, and it's not Torah anymore. And this I want to tell you a little pshat I said in the Gemara. I might have seen part of it as well, but there's a Gemara in Yuma that asks the question, why was it by Sheini Chovet? Why did it become, why was there Chovet Bish Amigdash? There was a lot of Torah in Klal Yisrael. A lot of Torah. The Shalmi talks about it. Kittis, Oiskis, by Torah on a very high level. So why did the Chovet come about with so much Torah? So the Gemara answers the famous answer of Sinas Chinom. You know, they were one against the other. There was no Benodom Lachveiroi. There was hatred between one sect and the other. That's what caused the Chovet Bishamim. So the question is, what was the Gemara's kasha and what's the Gemara's answer? So I want to understand that the Gemara's kasha is like this. As I said before, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mevater on all types of aveiros. Yeah, he's moichel. Besides Bittul Torah. In other words, aveiros chamuras, the Ribbono Shel Olam is mevater, but not on Torah. So the Gemara's kasha is obviously a good question. If there was so much Torah in Bayis Sheni, so there was no Bittul Torah. If there was no Bittul Torah, so why did Bittul become Chorev? Are there aveiros? The Ribbono Shel Olam is doch mevater. So why was there the Chom? The Gemara answers Sinas Chinam. So what's the answer? We're talking about Bittul Torah, which the Eidrit is not Mevata. So what's the answer, Sinas Chinam? No, the answer is, the Teretz is, the Gemara is telling us, that if there's Sinas Chinam, and there's no Benodem Lachveiroi, and the Torah, we must in Yiddish, hat nicht ausgeeitelt die Menschen, and they remain Pere Odoms in their behavior once towards their personal relationship, it was nicht ka Torah! It's not the pshat you have the schus of Torah, but sinas chinam is like another aveira, just side aveira. If they sinas chinam, and the Torah doesn't change the person to the better, should have good midas, it is nicht Torah. Because the mitzvah of Torah is, if you're mishadav b'minoseho, you may not know your gemont bittul Torah. It's a different type of bittul Torah. You'll be mevatel the chashivas of Torah by behaving in a way which is not conducive to someone who learns Torah. So that's not Torah. Before Torah means Torah teaches you, it's Melosh Noyroa. It teaches you a way of life. But if you behave like a Pere Odom, so your learning is not considered Torah, or the Eibishter Yogimont of Bittul Torah. So that's the third pshat I want to say in the Mishnah, Al Pidamiri versteht sich. The Baskoi that calls out, Oyla Hemla Prius, Mel Boine Shal Torah, is the pshat this Elbena Torah of not possessing these middas which the Torah Lechurim should have changed us to the better, to become a Baal Midas Torahs. And that's a richtige Elbena Torah. Kiva in his Talmud, we don't understand, believe me, Rav Kiva had great Talmud. Don't think it's a reposhet, ain't it all about a verto. But seemingly there was something in their Madrega that went wrong. And they were not roi to be the Mekable HaTorah. They were not roi to be the Mekable HaTorah to give over the Torah to the next generation, because this was not Torah Bishle Musa. It was Torah without the midas that come with it. So obviously our achone from our part is to see in these three shtochim, we try to do our maximum effort. First of all, the asmoda. Well, we all know, Baruch Hashem, any person who learns in his free time, Tovei Olam Brocha, but there's always room for improvement even amongst Bnei Torah as well. To be Machshav Torah a little bit more. A little bit more smart. I think everybody has room for improvement, even Bnei Torah. And secondly, to learn Torah and give it the chashivas of showing how important every oyster of Torah is, and wanting to understand and committing yourself to your gear in Torah. And thirdly, to have these nice, wonderful character traits which the Torah teaches us all over. And then the Torah is bishlemuso. And we can be zoiche to go and be mekabel the Torah in the right way. The Eibush uns alle helfen, and we should be zoiche to be mekabel the Torah with all the achones which are needed for it.